Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of the Watchers Podcast.
Yeah.
This guy right here, his name is Tyler.
This guy right here, his name is Clay. Oh. And as Tyler just said, we are the Watchers. We cover all things Marvel. We're talking the movies, we're talking the shows, we're talking the specials.
Yeah.
We're going to have our comments, questions, and concerns. Maybe we'll answer a couple of your guys' questions while we're at it. Maybe, possibly, we'll see. But, tell me, Gonzo.
Yeah.
Tyler.
Yeah.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Yeah.
What are we covering today? What are we going to be covering for the next 9 whole weeks?
We are going to be covering Agatha All Along.
I mean, come on. Did you expect anything else out of us?
A nice little spinoff from WandaVision.
Absolutely. They're saying that there's going to be, it's the trilogy. You got the WandaVision, Agatha All Along, and the Vision Quest.
Yep. But yeah, that's pretty much, I'm anticipated. I don't know how I feel. From the trailer, in the first episode.
Yeah, we're still dipping our toes. We're doing a temp check.
Yeah, you know? We're doing a temperature check. See if it's hot. See if it's cold.
We're gonna let you guys know right here at this table.
9 weeks of these episodes.
Absolutely. There are no fun facts and stats, and there is no budget and gross. One, because it's a streaming service television series, so there isn't really going to be a gross.
Yeah.
Budget hasn't really been released to my knowledge yet. I'm going to continue scouring that. Once we get it, I'll put it in there. Facts and stats, that usually comes out after the entire show has been released. As far as I'm aware, Catherine Haynes, I believe is her name, right? That's how you say it?
Yeah.
Agnes has done a lot of, I will say, a lot of great...
Agnes, Agatha...
One in
Who knows?
Who knows? Yeah. After this first episode, I don't know.
Yeah.
But she's done a lot of great, not publicity, Jesus, Clay, promotion for the show. She's been kind of everywhere. And so that was really cool to watch. If you guys haven't seen any of that, why don't you check that out as well? Or just check out the show because that's what she's, you know, trying to hype up anyway.
Yeah.
So we're just going to jump into Act 1. Tyler, are you ready?
I am locked and loaded.
Are the people ready?
Oh, I'm hearing screams.
I think there might be a riot down there. Alrighty, well. The show opens with Detective Agnes driving to a crime scene after being reinstated from her suspension. It's a Jane Doe with the only evidence being a library checkout card, but it doesn't have any names on it, only dates. Agnes finds another piece of evidence, which is a brooch, but she keeps it a secret. Her fellow officer says that she isn't acting normal, and Agnes ends up snapping on him. I mean, Jesus. Agnes shows up to the library to get some more information on the checkout card, but finds that all the copies of the book that was checked out have been destroyed in a fire. It's a bad place to have a fire. Library. A lot of books, a lot of paper. It's going to go up like a match,
yeah.
In my opinion. Agnes goes to the police station, and the chief says the dirt samples came back, and it originates in Eastern Europe. Does that maybe scratch anything
Ring
for you
bell?
Guys? Because it will shortly. We meet Agent Vidal. Rio.
Vidal. Or, sorry.
Feet. I don't know why I said that. Rio. We meet Agent Rio.
Yep.
Phenomenal Aubrey Plaza. I love her. Who Agnes knows, and she is not very happy to see her. So what's going on with that backstory? Rio asks Agnes about her past, but Agnes is confused. Just tells her to leave. I do the same thing when you confuse me.
Yeah.
I just say, leave, right now, go away, you know? Thank you. He's confusing me, guys. Agnes takes the brooch to the pawn shop to get more information on it and realizes inside is a lock of hair. Maybe she took all mine. I don't know. Don't got much left anyway. Back at the station, Agnes is working late trying to connect the dots when she realizes the first letter of each word in the library book that was checked out spells out Darkhold.
Da, da, da.
Which leaves Agnes shocked and stunned. And that right there is going to summarize Act 1.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, to my Act 1 points, this is the first TV show with the new
Hands.
Marvel television series or...
it's like a subdivision.
Production.
Yeah, production's probably the right
word
there.
Love the new Marvel television intro.
OD.
Short. Sweet.
It was cool. It was cool.
Yeah,
I liked it.
Going to the show itself, we see her driving to the crime scene when she's humming along. And I bet the song that she's humming when she drives to the crime scene will be one of the musical songs.
Mm-hmm.
Or play a significant part in the later episodes.
So what you're doing is you're giving me one of these, right? Little... One of these, right? You guys have been around for a long time. You know what one of these means.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that out of you, Tyler.
Gonzalez prediction there.
Oh, I like that. I like that. I like that.
And then the brooch?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Where is the brooch from? Is it a brooch? That was one of my questions.
The jeweler calls it a brooch.
Later confirmed it was a brooch. Is it from our past? Was it shown in WandaVision? That's what I want to know.
As far as I'm aware, I mean, it didn't ping anything in my brain when I saw it recently. I did. It didn't necessarily ping anything in my brain when I saw it.
Yeah.
But then again, it could have been just like a locket she wore around her neck.
Okay.
We didn't see maybe that often. Maybe she's something she put on her hair.
Maybe.
That we didn't see very often, especially because each episode of WandaVision is a different, you know, I almost said century, a different decade. So I'm not totally sure. But yeah, I got some stuff about the brooch as well. I'm going to save it.
Okay.
Because it's like a whole
sure,
spiel.
Sure.
We got some stuff that brooch might be the talking point of the day.
All right. Well... I talked about the Marvel television introduction.
Yeah, you sure did.
Let's talk about the Agatha All Along introduction. Gives me somewhat of a Yellowstone vibe.
Okay.
Nice little, I don't know the song, but it's a nice little, it seems
like a
country type show that I'm about to watch.
Okay.
That's where I got Yellowstone from.
That makes sense.
So.
I've never seen Yellowstone. Just, I've watched enough of like the best moments on YouTube to have just sat down and watched the entire show.
Or TikTok maybe or something.
Something, all of the things. But I do really enjoy this intro.
Yeah.
Are they just throwing marbles against the wall?
I don't know.
I do really like it though. I think it's really cool. I like the, I don't know, it's, I feel like with Loki, it was a lot of CGI, a lot of animation to an extent. This one seems like all like just raw footage, a lot of B-roll, just stuff like, I don't know, I really kind of gave me, I'm also a huge, I mean, you know this about me, I love Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And just everything about the show's kind of scratching that itch already, which is...
A little bit.
You know, dead person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A mystery.
Mystery, yeah.
It's kind of cold, a little brisk.
It's a little brisk.
I'm into that.
To another one of my points.
Sorry, I just kind of ranted there, totally stole it away from you.
I wanted to talk about, well, I kind of went through when I was watching the show.
Mm-hmm.
The burned book.
Yeah.
And I assumed it was burned. The whole rack was burned.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, is this the same book that was destroyed in Doctor Strange? Later on, we confirmed that.
Absolutely.
In your act and obviously in the show.
Yeah.
And which is called the Darkhold.
The Darkhold. Something we should all be familiar with by now.
It's crazy that Wanda stored that, or did she store it, or was it just there? But if she did, kind of a crazy play. To put it in a library, but also smart.
Yes.
Keep it hidden in plain sight.
Hidden in plain sight, which is, it's a great move.
but that's all my points for Act 1. Kept
okay.
it short and simple.
Yeah.
For the gang at home.
Well, I know. I think they appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate that. Also, it's a show. You know, it was 44 minutes, 7 minutes to credits. How much can you really get out of it?
41 minutes. Sorry to correct you there. Got
it. Was it 41?
Have to.
Oh, see, now I'm tweaking.
I think it's like 41:52.
Anyway, all right, we're going to jump into my quick points. I also don't have many to keep it tight at the home.
Yeah.
Tight at the home. All right, Clay. Just a second, what Gonzo said here, love the new Marvel television intro.
Mm-hmm.
I've already skimmed over that, so I'm not going to touch on it again. The other detective that was working with Agnes when she pulls up to the Jane Doe, he says that she died by blunt force trauma, a.k.a. she was crushed by something big and heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty large. Also, you know, more than 8 to 10 pounds because it was an entire mountain.
We're gonna touch
on that.
It's a structure on a mountain.
It was a structure on a mountain.
Yeah,
which is even crazier.
Yeah,
That's how I make all my Minecraft bases. I find a really cool mountain, and I go, I'm gonna build on top of that.
Yeah, yeah.
the brooch that we've spoken about already is from North America, and it portrays the three goddesses: the Maiden, the Mother, and the Crone. And inside is a lock of hair.
Oh.
Keep that in mind because I'm going to be touching back to that. I'm going to be circling the block
in
Act 2 on that point.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Thor Kellison. That curse was a great cameo. sorry, guys. We have a clip going crazy on the Instagram because Tyler here knows how to cook up these clips. We're looking really good right there. A lot of people in the comments. So why don't you also go down to the comments and rip us or, you know, tell us that maybe we're not as crazy as all these comments are saying. The burnt books in the library. Because, it looked like the entire, like, little section right there was pretty burnt. But you could tell that one was targeted.
Yeah.
It looked like, the more I'm thinking about it, the more this is not accurate. But it just looked like something took a bite out of it. And with all the monsters that were with Wanda at the end of Multiverse of Madness, that could have been plausible. Or maybe it just blew up when the Scarlet Witch passed away.
Yeah, that's probably...
I don't know. It's probably more accurate, but I'm going to let my mind wander.
It looked like Iron Man went and just beamed right through it. Because it was like a nice little...
Yeah, it was like a half circle.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, oh, you know, I don't know. Maybe it was tasty. Agnes. Seems like an absolute joy to work with. I think we all can agree with that. Mm-hmm. We all probably have a coworker like that. Obviously, we love them because they're great. No, they're awful.
No.
The score on this show, I think I haven't really seen anybody really talk about it yet. I love it. A little eeriness to it. Obviously, this is first episode. There was no song in this episode. So obviously, I'm sure the score is going to change.
Yeah.
But I think for this episode in particular... I did enjoy it a lot. And for the mountain that we've been hinting at, Mount Wundagore is located in Eastern Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird because that's where the dirt was from. So Wanda, after just getting bodied, not really. Let's make this very clear. She did not get bodied. She sacrificed herself because she realized she was being...
She bodied herself.
Correct. Obviously, at the end of Multiverse of Madness, they're up on Mount Wundagore. She sacrifices herself because she realizes she's becoming too much of a menace. All of Mount Wundagore, at least the chapel at the top, all collapses onto her. We don't know what happens after that. And then she just appears in a ditch in Westview. There is no signs of her body being dragged or assailants taking her over there. So she just, like what Rio Vidal says, she just magically appeared in Westview.
Seems like she's wearing the same clothes that she was wearing in episode 6 of WandaVision.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't the end. She was wearing more of a cardigan, which was fire.
Fire.
But yeah.
Like that... the beginning where it was like a reality TV show.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was episode 5 or 6.
I want to say it was 6, but I might be wrong on that. But yeah, those are all my points. There's definitely a lot of connections, it seems, to WandaVision in the show so far, which I'm super keen on.
Yeah.
And also, they're touching, at least in this first episode, a good amount into Multiverse of Madness, which I don't hate.
A tad bit.
Yeah, I think that's nice.
I think the show's mostly based off it, in a way.
Yeah. Darkhold.
Obviously, WandaVision, but Darkhold.
Yeah.
The Curse.
Correct. All that stuff's... Oh, the Curse came from WandaVision, but, you know, everything post that within the Darkhold, all from Multiverse of Madness, so...
She probably didn't, like, purposely place herself there. That was just probably how the spell works.
That's kind of what I'm thinking.
You know?
Yeah, like, you go back to, like, the same area.
To show where you... the person that casted the spell on you is dead.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Let's hope not.
So I will be devastated.
Yeah.
And get out.
About time.
Oh, we'll see.
3 years.
3 years, since?
No, that's how long the Agnes has been.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a long time.
Which makes sense, though, in a way.
Oh, no, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to go, this is the Marvels.
Yep.
So, there's a lot of stuff that happened between WandaVision and this now being our current
I wonder if there's going to be any, like, connections from the outside besides Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness.
Mm.
Like, I don't... Anything else is going on in the MCU right now.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be pretty dope.
Yeah.
But...
I mean, there was supposed to be a Kang thing in here, but...
Not anymore.
Like, hey, man, get that out of here.
Yeah. All right. Well, shall we jump into Act 2?
I think we should.
All right. Act 2. Her chief walks in and tells her to go home, so she does. She visits her child's room until there is a knock on the door, and it's Rio. Offering her pizza. Like, smack a pizza right now.
Ditto.
Angus tells Rio stories as they drink some brewskis.
A couple brews.
Rio asks Angus if she remembers why she hates her, and Angus confusingly says, no.
I know. home.
Angus then hears a noise in her house, so she investigates. Like a good old detective.
Obviously. We'd be hearing those from time to time.
She finds a robber and chases him until he is hit by Miss Hart, and Angus is able to arrest him.
Yeah.
After bringing him to the station, she questions him about where he was between 1 and 3 a.m., and he says he was sleeping. He was sleeping. Not drove me nuts, but...
That's funny.
Angus snaps and shows him pictures, but they aren't pictures of the crime scene, which confuses Angus even as well.
He's like, what's going on?
The perp asks, what is she looking at? The perp asks why she is looking at the painting, which also confuses Angus, since it's a mirror. But on the other look, it's a painting.
Wow. Little things are changing.
Little things are changing.
In her reality.
The perp stays and starts speaking in Latin.
Memento mori. Carpe diem.
A little Halloween-esque.
A little bit. Yeah.
Angus is very confused, but has to keep her act. So she puts him back in handcuffs and tells him he spend the night
in the tank.
Bad. That was bad.
Naughty, naughty.
That was bad. But I also wanted to say just a quick little point.
By all means.
Her looking in the mirror.
Yeah.
I knew it was a fake. Something was wrong when Rio knocked on the mirror, because the mirror is one-sided mirror. Is that what it's basically called? You know,
the rooms.
And she does this.
Yeah.
And then Angus is like,
nods.
I'm like,
you're not supposed to see him.
Uh huh.
One-way mirror. That's what it is.
Yeah, one-way mirror. Thank you. But anyways, to your points.
Absolutely. Seems like Agatha still lives in the same house as WandaVision.
Yep.
Which is nice, because she's the nosy neighbor, and Wanda's address was 2800, and that looked to be 2804. That'd be your neighbor. I personally, nothing more takes me out of a movie or a show more than the show or movie that is obviously not real, bringing something into the real world into it. My example is going to be Endgame Fortnite.
Yeah.
That drove me nuts. As funny as it was, you know, new Master 69, I'm the God of Lightning, I'm going to come down, I'm going to smite you in your mom's basement. Very funny, didn't need it.
Yeah.
I wish that was a deleted scene and it was him playing Pong or Atari or Space Invaders. That is more okay.
Okay, that's fair.
I hated when Agnes said, oh yeah, so she said she was on TikTok. That drove me nuts.
Yeah.
Drove me nuts.
That little story, that whole dialogue scene was rough.
I did not enjoy her saying that. As my lovely host here, Tyler, says, just want to reiterate it, the woman who hits the perp is Sharon Davis, a.k.a. Miss Hart. We see her in WandaVision. Good amount.
Mm-hmm.
We see a lot of people that are still in Westview in WandaVision.
Yeah.
Seems like they were like, hey, we're just going to hunker down. Honestly, if that happens to me, I'm skedaddling, personally.
Yeah.
In the interrogation room, the perp's thumbs are black. You know, to me, to you, I imagine, that usually happens when people are, you know, messing with the Darkhold. We see that a lot of times.
Yeah.
With Agnes, with Wanda, with, I can't think of the other guy's name.
Doctor Strange?
Was it Doctor Strange? Yeah, the Dark Doctor Strange. Yeah. That's what it was. He blames it on him getting his fingerprints copied. Scanned, whatever that term is. I've never been to jail.
Big lie.
And then now we're going to circle the block on that brooch. Everybody hunker down here. So, my theory here is that did Agatha sacrifice her child, Nicholas Scratch, to receive the Darkhold, only for Wanda to beat that ass and then steal it from her? But also, we find out that the brooch opens and there's a lock of hair. Maybe that lock of hair is Nicholas's, and that's like the last thing that Agatha has to like kind of keep memory of her of her child. Sorry, I don't know. I think you know. I think
there's to curse him.
Curse him in what way?
What if he was just a normal boy? She used that little thing of hair to make him like a super villain or whatever.
Okay,
you know what I'm talking about? Like she probably put a little spell on him.
Okay.
Or something.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Curse. I mean, that goes against what I'm saying, because I'm saying that she sacrificed him.
Okay.
But I know I'm hearing you.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that's like a lot, you know, you need a piece of that part, like a voodoo doll almost.
Yeah.
I'm hearing you.
Yeah.
Loud and clear, actually.
Okay.
But that's what I have for you.
All right. Great points. I'm going to transition to mine.
Oh, are you?
I'm going to start it off with Angus. Agatha. Whatever.
Harkness. The witch.
The witch.
The main character of the show.
Very
the detective.
First episode. Yeah, I understand why. She's going through her characters from WandaVision.
Yeah.
Still suffering from that.
Yeah.
Agatha's still a little annoying.
Okay.
But, yeah. I just wanted to, hopefully it gets a little bit better.
Yeah.
Dialogue, especially with her and Rio. A little corny, but.
Oh, see, I disagree with that personally.
But. Okay. But I do like to see Norm. Norm is from WandaVision. Mm-hmm. I think they worked at a newspaper.
I believe so. During when they all like went to the city center?
Yeah, with Vision.
Mm-hmm.
Loved him as a character. Yeah. Loved him freaking out in WandaVision. He's a jeweler now, which was pretty
pawn
cool.
Shop owner. Because like he's at a pawn shop, but then she's like, oh, and the jeweler.
Yeah.
Which like I confused me, because like when I go to a pawn shop, I don't think I'm going to like an ice box.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. It was a little weird. And I also never thought I would hear a cop say freeze ever again. From a movie/show.
Why? Burr.
I never thought I would hear that. I thought that was in the 90s slash, actually not 90s, 2000s.
Early 2000s.
It's probably when it was really popping.
Yeah. Bad Boys.
Yeah, that really kind
of
grinded my gears.
Another one.
Really kind of grinded my gears. Is it a major coincidence? Or is Miss Hart from WandaVision still under Wanda's curse? I understand that they all got lifted from the curse. I just find it a little odd that it was perfectly timed for her to run over the boy, the burglar, the perp, while Agnes was chasing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like with what I said earlier, I mean, it seems like a lot of people that were affected from WandaVision still live in Westview.
Yeah.
So I mean, maybe if it wasn't Miss Hart, what if it was the neighbor or the jeweler? Or
yeah.
It would have. It still seemed like it would have been somebody else.
Somebody significant
from
that we know.
What from WandaVision?
Makes sense. Okay. I do. Speaking of WandaVision and them all under that curse, I do like how the town has so much trauma from Wanda.
Yeah.
Like they don't even like hearing her name.
Yeah, yeah. It's
we
like Beetlejuice.
We don't say that here.
We don't say that.
You know.
We try not to say her name.
Yeah. It seems like the boy, Joe Locke, the actor, is trying to help Agnes.
The perp. Okay.
Is trying to help Agnes become Agatha again.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking in Latin.
Yeah.
Maybe trying to speak in her tongue.
Maybe.
That's just a crazy little assumption I have.
No, I don't disagree with that. I also think, like, it definitely seems like Rio and the perp, at minimum, are trying to like kind of break her out of this.
Oh,
and obviously
think he's
from
working with her?
No, I just think that they're both of their motives are trying to break her out of this
but
to make her
ways.
Agatha. Yeah.
Okay.
Like I think the perp's more like, "Hey, let's do something."
Need
and
you back.
Yeah, and then Rio's more like, "Hey, don't like you, gonna kill you, bang, you know."
Yeah.
Which I feel like she just could have definitely done that when she was going through her psychotic break of being a detective. But after we find out at the end of the show, she wants her fair fight, sort of. She weaseled her way out of that.
Yeah, that was
but,
rough.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot to talk about, Act 3. We'll discuss.
We'll definitely discuss.
We'll discuss.
But that is all my points for Act 2. So now we can talk
phenomenal
about,
points.
Now we can talk about Act 3.
Yeah. All right. Well, honestly, my opinion, probably the best act of the show.
Probably.
Why don't we jump right into it?
Let's do it.
Agnes goes to the coroner's office to see the body again. Inside the lab, there isn't a body until she recites the details of the Jane Doe, and then the body appears. More weird stuff's happening here in Westview and to Agnes here.
Mm-hmm.
The body tag is a library checkout card, and as Agnes grabs it, W. Maximoff appears on the last checkout. W. Maximoff. That's just a W. You know what I mean?
W.
She is a W.
She is
W. Rio appears and tells Agnes that the case is closed since the witch is dead, and she destroyed all the copies of the Darkhold with her. Agnes gets warm and starts shedding her layers, changing into all of her characters from WandaVision. Agnes finally realizes who she is. A bright flash, aka flashbang, on my screen happens, and Agnes is back inside of her home, and she's very confused. So she leaves her house nude and asks the neighbor what's going on. Neighbor informs Agnes that they try not to say Wanda's name around in these parts. She's been living there for about 3 years. He also tells her that she hasn't been herself recently, so the town played along to try to help her. The neighbor calls her Agnes, but she corrects her. Says, nah, this shit's Agatha. You know what I'm saying?
Ugh.
Agatha hears thumping in her house once again and investigates, only to find the perp tied up and in her closet. A large blast breaks down Agnes' front door, and it's Rio, but she isn't an agent. She's a witch. Who would have saw that one coming?
Close to the door.
That was a kind of crazy explosion. Yeah. A lot of awful things have happened in Westview, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Feel bad. That's, I'm trying to get out.
We're moving to Eastview.
At minimum. Rio starts attacking Agatha, but Agatha sweet-talks her way out of the fight after a moment. Rio says she will leave her until she has her power back, but she is going to tell the Salem Seven where she resides, and they also kind of want her dead. So, you know, Rio licks Agatha's wound on her hand and it heals as the episode comes to an end.
All right.
And that right there is the show.
Nice. Well, I wanted to jump right to the fight scene.
All right.
A little frustrated.
Interesting.
I didn't like it that much.
Okay.
She was toying with her, you know, obviously.
Who's toying with who?
Rio's toying with Agatha.
Okay.
I
mean, you got to think, though, this is not a fair fight. Why would you not want to play with your food?
Yeah.
You're doing Rocket.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know, just a little frustrating. She could have just done it right away, but I don't know, when she was still cursed. The dialogue in it, she said like bada boo or something in the mid fight, Agatha did, which was a little confusing.
Okay.
I never understood that.
Okay.
She stabbed her in the neck.
Yep.
It was after she had it.
Oh, she had the blade, yeah.
Yeah. But I did enjoy her clawing her way out of all the characters that were portrayed in WandaVision.
That was cool.
I thought that was a very nice touch.
Mm-hmm.
And then after the witch, Rio says that she'll give her mercy and wait till she's...
It's a fair fight. Yeah.
Fair fight. She says, I'm not the only one seeking you.
Correct.
And the Salem Seven.
Yep.
First time I've ever heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Did a little research. Who are the Salem Seven?
Well, why don't you tell the people?
I have an answer, possibly. According to Marvel Wiki, all the Seven are children of Nicholas Scratch, which you actually said later on, previous.
I have.
On this episode.
That would be Agatha's child.
Nicholas Scratch is the son of Agatha, which means the Salem Seven are the grandchildren of Agatha. They're humans with magical powers that can transform into fantastic creatures with superpowers. It's a crazy... That's pretty dope.
We're old.
But I'm excited to see what the Salem Seven has to offer.
Yep.
Are we going to see Nicholas?
Mm-hmm.
Is he dead? Is he alive?
Mm-hmm.
Is he leading the Salem Seven? I'm curious to see.
Absolutely.
And that's my end. I'm going to save my prediction.
Yeah.
After your Act 3 notes.
Yeah, we'll close on that.
But that is the end of my Act 3.
Okay.
Points.
Well... My act three right here.
Yeah.
Slightly irritating in this first episode, but I am hoping that we do see Wanda's face at some point in this show.
Mm.
The no face reveal thus far is absolutely killing me. I mean, Jesus.
Probably couldn't afford her.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, also, why would you fly someone out?
There's not really a point just to see a dead Wanda either.
Yeah, I mean, for me, there is, because I just want to see her face again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
but I do, I mean, I hear you. Like, logistically, it doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
They're just pitching her, like, hey, the whole time you're just going to be a dead body. Like, no speaking lines. You don't even get to move. You just get to lay there, and you're only going to be here for, like, 24 minutes, and then we'll fly you back wherever you need to go.
Mm.
So, yeah, I just don't think that's going to work
out.
Rio says... In the coroner's office that she destroyed all the copies of the Darkhold with her.
Yeah.
All of the copies. Copies. That's plural. That means there's multiple.
Mm-hmm.
Why did it seem so coveted to find the Darkhold before, thinking it was the only one, when apparently there's copies? Granted, copies could mean two.
It was copies from every universe.
Okay.
That was how I predicted.
Does she know about the multiverse?
I'm assuming they do. Witches.
You think? See, I don't think that they know about the multiverse. I think they're a little bit too...
Maybe.
Too low to the ground.
Crazy right
Insane.
Now. Crazy.
Insane.
Sorry, guys.
You might be right there. And if that's right, then obviously... I mean, that makes most logistical sense. I just don't see how witches know anything about the multiverse. I just feel like that's a little bit too... big of a scale for them. I think they just they hang out where they're at and just create chaos and hopefully not get burnt at the stake.
I think it was Wanda said it in Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness when she was about to die.
Oh, okay. Like, it's been a minute since I've seen that, so yeah. This show is TV-14. You gotta be 14-year-old to watch it. Okay. But we see blood and girl butt.
Yeah.
Adult woman girl butt, I should say.
We do.
This is more graphic than a lot of the newer Marvel movies we've had in the past 12 years. I think it's kind of crazy. Fun little fact about Clay. Every bunny I've ever held has bit me.
Say that again?
Every bunny that I've ever held has bit me.
It sounded like everybody I've ever held.
Oh, everybody.
Yeah.
I can understand that.
I just wanted to... Yeah. Maybe it didn't clarify on the mic, but maybe. For me,
yeah.
It said everybody I've held. That would have been crazy.
Every bunny, everybody. You know, I get it. I get it. Yeah. Every time I hear hay out in the zeitgeist, I always think they're saying Clay.
Oh.
I'm always like, what?
Tough. That's tough.
And they're like, I don't know who you are. And I'm like, hey, you said my name. And they're like, no, I said hey. And I'm like,
Yeah, I don't get that.
Yeah. And then they spit on me because I'm much shorter than them. And then they give me a little spit shine on my head, which is kind of nice. A little take for you, my friend. I do feel like... I think Gonzo is going to be harsh about this show, respectfully harsh, but I do think that Tyler, my good friend here, is going to enjoy the purple in this show.
Yeah.
As you guys are aware, my one of my best friends right here to my right, loves that color.
I do.
A lot.
Big time.
And big to the point guy. Where after watching Quantumania, he said, hey man, if there's not a good guy with purple soon, I'm just going to start a room for every villain that's purple. And then luckily we saw Gambit.
Saw Gambit.
Which is pretty cool.
One of my new favorite characters.
Absolutely. I mean, why not?
He's not new. He's one of my good characters, but he's got a little more.
He leveled up.
Leveled up.
Yeah. But yeah, so I do think you're going to enjoy that aspect of the show.
Yeah, for sure.
And then my last point here before we get into your prediction here is you guys will see it up on screen, but there is a picture. It looks like a kid drawing on Agatha's fridge. You see it after she comes back in. She puts on a robe.
Are you going to put it up here?
We'll put it right here. That's actually pretty great.
Yeah.
And it looks almost like a drawing that maybe Nicholas, her kid, drew of her being Agatha. Like, it looks like she's like kind of in like a witch's outfit, and it's all purple. Gown? Yeah, that's kind of what I was going for. Yeah. Gown's kind of like a dress.
Yeah.
I don't know. It looks like it's a witch. Yeah. You guys will see it on screen. Maybe I'm reaching. It's also a child's drawing, so it could just be a bunch of shapes that are
imagination.
Purple. Imagination.
Yeah.
Imagination. Anyway, that is what I have for you guys.
Okay.
Gonzo, why don't you give us your president?
I'm gonna
precedent.
Yeah. Start off the topic question, kind of.
Sure.
Just kind of what my prediction is. What is my prediction going to be for next episode? Kind of went a little too much, kind of extended it to the entire show.
Yeah.
So what's my prediction of what the whole show is going to be like?
Yeah.
So you ready to hear it?
I'm all ears.
My prediction, for clarification, by the way, I did not watch episode 2 because they were both released.
Correct.
While writing my prediction. Agatha will start from scratch trying to find her powers in episode 2. Jake Locke's character, the boy,
the perp,
still unnamed, from sources I've seen, he could possibly be William Billy Maximoff.
Yeah.
One of the sons of the Scarlet Witch, which would be a fun twist.
Yep.
He will help her on this journey to become her full self.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Salem Seven will come in at the end of episode 2 on a cliffhanger. In episode 3, they will have her captured. And suddenly, she will either gain her powers from being on the brink of death,
or
they'll have something that will give her her powers back.
Okay.
That's what I'm kind of predicting there for the first 3. Then, she will escape, fight Rio Videl in the episode 4. She will win and probably end up giving her mercy. They will team up to fight the Salem Seven again or another mystery character, probably, if he's alive, Nicholas Scratch. That has not showed up in the first 2 episodes, and those will be the last 2 episodes of the show.
Interesting. Okay.
That's my prediction for the whole entire show.
All right.
And if I get it right, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We're going to have to bookmark that so we can reference
Nicholas it. I think Nicholas Scratch is definitely going to be the main antagonist of the show.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I like that out of you. But we do have some stuff. We haven't done this in a little bit.
We have not.
So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back
to some Marvelness.
So we got an update.
Okay.
On Bo DeMeo.
Yeah.
The absolute garbage human being that decided to touch kids and reveal himself to children and also abuse his assistant. Mm. He says they will be stating everything that's going on within his trial, with when he was accused of.
Oh, great.
He's going to say, you know, what his defense is, yeah. Why he's... everyone thinks he's a bad guy, but he's not.
Yeah, what platform?
He's going to be releasing all of this on his OnlyFans. That is just such a terrible look, man.
Personally, great promotion. I'm sorry, I had to say it.
No, I mean, that's a great promotion. It is great promotion.
For myself.
Yeah, I just smacked
that's really bad to say, but, you know.
It's not bad to say. I mean, obviously, you wish he was under better circumstances, but...
It is. It's great promotion.
It is. It is. Just like saying Thor 2. It's a good promotion. Thor 2 was good. It's a good promotion. Anyway... yeah, piece of shit. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
Josh Brolin has been offered the role of Hal Jordan in the DCU, aka Green Lantern. I think that's honestly, it's probably going to be an older Green Lantern. I like that.
I'm kind of into it. I love Josh Brolin, man. Yeah, let him catch a bag.
I think if he does accept it, I think that would be pretty cool.
I think it'd be cool.
Yeah. I like how Marvel actors are going to the DCU. I like seeing that.
Absolutely.
They kind of already know the game.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They, honestly, they'll help DC, which will make Marvel get better, hopefully.
Yeah.
And also...
Well, they've been doing good.
Who?
Marvel.
Oh, no, I agree. Yeah. But obviously, you can always get better.
There's levels.
Yeah, you can always be better.
There's steps.
You know what I'm saying?
Greatness. Yeah.
You can never be complacent in where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Next one being that Spider-Man 4 finally finds its director, Destin Daniel Cretton.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a big guy.
Yeah.
You know, he worked on Shang-Chi. He's got Shang-Chi 2. He did the Naruto.
Great fight scenes in Shang-Chi.
Absolutely.
So it's perfect for Spider-Man.
I agree.
Good fight scenes in
mm-hmm.
Spider-Man 4.
Mm-hmm.
My head twitched when I said that. That was crazy. It went like this.
Mm.
But yeah, I do really like that director
mm-hmm.
call.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, I'm seeing a lot of news on Spider-Man 4.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, they get it all together.
Yeah.
Make a great film. I just want Spider-Man 4, and I want Tom Holland's character to have a great fourth movie.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I just want to put this out here into the zeitgeist. I did not mind John Watts.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, I totally agree.
I'm not saying that you thought
John
he was
Watts
bad.
John Watts was better. He should have just ran with the next trilogy.
I agree.
With Tom Holland. I think that would have been
amazing. Loki's seen a lot of hate about him recently. It's just crazy.
Only rough film he's had, for me personally, is No Way. I mean, Homecoming. Didn't like that one.
Yeah.
But it was his first superhero movie, so it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Just needed a big character to have Spider-Man along the way, which is fully triggering. Anyways.
This one's also triggering.
Allegedly, Sony, best company in the world.
Absolutely.
Has scrapped their idea for Beyond the Spider-Verse for creative reasons, so it's unlikely the movie will come out anytime soon.
They're saying an expected date of roughly late 2027.
You know how annoying that is?
Yeah.
Not just for a avid fan of
which we
the
are.
Spider-Verse saga.
Of course.
It's annoying for the illustrators.
Yeah. That have been working so tirelessly hard on building a phenomenal movie, and then be like, nah, we can't
do you
use
know
that.
How long it took them to make
yeah.
Into the Spider-Verse?
Yeah.
Is it Into the Spider-Verse?
Yeah.
You gotta go across. Yeah, those get me confused. You have the Far From Homes and the No Way.
I got the Homes on
Homecoming.
So
those.
Homecoming, I got. It's the other two.
The Into and the Across?
Yeah.
Is it Across?
It's Into and then Across.
Okay. Yeah, those get me confused.
That's fair.
But that is very annoying. And I'm now very worried that the production won't be as great.
See, I don't know about that.
Because it might get pushed. Like, oh, we need this done. Da-da-da-da-da. Like CGI artists.
I mean, yeah. I feel like Sony does know that they have a cash cow on their hands.
It's going to get money.
Well, yeah. But I think that they have it, so they know, like, yo, let's not do that, like what you're saying. And just, like, unfortunately, it's going to be pushed back 4 years.
It better.
And, like, I think that, hopefully that's the way they go, obviously.
Hopefully.
I mean, that's what the rumors are saying, you know, 2027, late 2027, which is quite a while away, so they got time. So, I don't know. Fingers crossed, obviously.
Wasn't it, like, way back? Supposed to be released next year.
Yeah. That's what, I'm pretty sure it was after Across the Spider-Verse, it was like, you'll be back. And they were like, yeah, 2025. And you're like, whoa, really? And like, yeah.
I'm never going to believe any release date.
No, never. Don't do that anymore.
Like a couple months ahead.
Correct.
Then it's like.
When you start seeing promotion for it, you're like, wait, it's actually happening?
Yeah, exactly.
Blade should have been out like two years ago.
When the trailer comes out,
yeah.
I'll be like, okay.
Yeah.
I think we're inching a little.
Yeah. But that's what we have for you guys today.
Yeah.
Agatha, episode one in the books.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you guys check out the socials right here. We got the Instagrams. We got the talks. We got the X.
Yeah.
The Twitters. Whatever we're going to call it. Elon Musk's $44 billion company. It's all about bots.
Find out that Mark Cuban wanted to buy it, which doesn't have any sort of money like Elon Musk. He has money. Elon Musk.
There's
money.
Levels to this.
There's levels.
Yeah. But Watchers PC on everything.
Yep.
Check out the socials, obviously. Tyler over here cooking up some phenomenal clips. Obviously, we had one, if you guys saw on the Twitters or on the Instagrams especially. I don't know if you've reposted on your story or anything like that, but I made a post on the Twitters. Just thanking you guys so much for your support, all the comments. The comments have been very funny. A lot of backlash on the take that I had about Thor 2 being a good film and us both being roasted because we both think Ragnarok is not very good. But we love to hear you guys' opinions. It was fantastic.
Everybody has their opinions. Everybody
Correct.
Has their gripes. Everybody
Correct.
Has their loves with movies.
Correct.
Everybody has their special attachments to movies. And I'm not hurt. I totally understand. I totally agree. Just, you know. Actually, I enjoy it. It's fun to see. I actually do like seeing the comments. I personally like getting roasted. It's pretty funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
And while you guys are at it, make a red rectangle a great one by subscribing. And hit that thumbs up button. Fun little confetti action.
Yeah.
Makes us feel pretty good about what we're doing. And I think after that, guys, we've been the Watchers.
Been the Watchers.
Peace. And butt grease.
Yeah.